Welcome to K-Wave. I'm Hong Bin Jung, your South Korean living right here in Singapore, bringing you all you have to know about the Hallyu fever or the Korean wave. If Hollywood has John Wick, South Korea has John Wick. It's K-Movie on today's episode, and I'm talking about the latest new Korean movie out on Netflix called Gilboksun. If you haven't seen it yet, it's about the pressures of balancing work and motherhood, but on a whole new level. In this case, the mom is a world-class assassin.
참 잘해, 니네 엄마.
'Thriller' is centered on a mother raising her teenage daughter while continuing her work as a skilled hitwoman. A portrayal of work-life balance put on screen, but on another thrilling level. While the main character, Boksun, who is a single mother, struggles to raise her kid, on the field, as an assassin, she's got a 100% success rate. Throughout the film, we learn the rules of the re-augmented world of contract-killing agencies, and Boksun works for the most successful of these companies, MK Entertainment.
옛말에 이런 말이 있죠. 살인 한 번이면 참을인 세 번을 면한다.
Her boss, Chairman Cha Mingyu, is the literal rulemaker who 7 years earlier established 3 standards for the industry. 1. Assassins must not kill minors. 2. They can only participate in hit jobs dubbed shows sanctioned by their company. And 3. They must always attempt those shows sanctioned by their company and not fail on purpose. Boksun has followed these rules for the past 3 decades, rising through MK with a 100% success rate, hence her moniker, Kill Boksun, and earning respect even though she's considered a woman past her prime. But the only assignment that Boksun ever fails to complete becomes the pivotal moral prick of Kil Boksun. She tries to leave behind her profession as a contract killer only to find herself hunted down by the assassin organization. And despite Boksun's best efforts to keep the two worlds separate, being a hitman and being a mother, the sacred curtain between work and life shatters. And this is also the very moment that keeps the film afloat and drives the emotional momentum for the rest of Kil Boksun. And as we watch Boksun grapple with the weight of her vocation, conscience, and identity. And when it comes to being an assassin and a mother, you'd think that the latter would be the easier task. But Kil Boksun will make you rethink that assumption. Perhaps being a mother is the most difficult job in the world, much harder than being an assassin. With Boksun, when she's out as a hitman, it's an easy task for her to complete her mission, but at home, she's unable to control her teenage daughter. The strategies that served her so well in her work, reading an opponent's moves, finding their weaknesses, have enabled her to survive. But it turns out, they aren't much use when it comes to parenting. No amount of money and success can buy real trust and intimacy with your child. In fact, the actress who plays Kil Boksun, Jeon Do-yeon, says she saw similarities to her and her character. She says she's very confident when it comes to her work as an actress, but when it comes to parenting her teenage daughter, she has self-doubt. The director of the film, Byun Sung-hyun, even came regularly to her place before the movie was even finished to observe her relationship with her 15-year-old daughter to get ideas for his movie script. Perhaps that's why the relationship between Boksun and her daughter really encapsulates a relationship that's relatable to most Korean mothers, or all mothers in that fact. Especially when their child turns to a teenager. More and more, when kids hit their teenage years, they will start hiding things, locking their doors, and just unbothered to make conversation with their parents, and never really opening up And moreover, throughout this film, we also realize no matter how much you love your job, or no matter how much you vow that you will not let your personal life hinder your work life, even if you are a workaholic, when it comes to your child, you want to give them everything. Even if it means you have to betray your company and kill your boss. A true show of nurturing motherly instinct. So all in all, Kim Bok-soon, the most deadly assassin in South Korea, always has one personal mission, getting home to her teenage daughter. Talk about a mother with a killer instinct. So if you want to watch a crime thriller that keeps you on edge, this is the latest K-movie you might want to watch. But be warned, some scenes can get a little bit gruesome. This has been K-Movie with me, Hong Bin Jung, on K-Wave, right here on Money FM 89.3.